It's Friday, the 5th of April, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 5 p.m. news. NAMPOWER has approached the Electricity Control Board and is asking for a 14.59% tariff increase. The national electricity supplier gave reasons such as importing 60% of local power consumption with associated costs affecting financial dynamics and recent developments, including a 13% tariff hike by Eskom directly affecting expenditure. Pinhas Mutota, General Manager of Economic Regulation at the ECB, has more.
NAMPOWER has applied for an annual tariff increase, and the regulator will have to go through this application, and then it will then apply its mind and use the necessary regulatory tools to determine whether the increase is warranted or not, and a decision is going to be made by the board of the Electricity Control Board by the end of this month.
Telecom Namibia says that it is facing a potential monthly loss of 7.5 million Namibia dollars because of the deactivation of over 190,000 unregistered prepaid SIM cards. The mobile operator's spokesperson Nomvula Kambinda says as of 31 March 2024, TN's records show a total of 442,410 active mobile subscribers.
We need revenue to be able to provide better services, enhance our services. And this revenue losses would impact our overall operational goals and targets, and also our bottom line at the end of the day. So we really encourage all mobile subscribers to go to the nearest teller shop and register their SIM cards as soon as possible.
A cruise liner, Ambassador Cruise Lines Ambiance, collided with a container ship Grey Fox in Cape Town's harbour this morning. The incident occurred during Ambiance's scheduled visit. Strong winds and waves have been reported as likely contributors to the collision. Both ships sustained minor damage with no reported injuries or pollution. Zimbabwe has introduced a new gold-backed currency called ZiG. Central Bank Governor John Mushayavanu said the ZiG would be structured and set at a market-determined exchange rate. ZiG stands for Zimbabwe Gold. The BBC reports that it's the latest attempt to try to stabilize an economy that has lurched from crisis to crisis over the past 25 years. And the UN Human Rights Council has adopted a resolution calling on countries to stop sending weapons to Israel.
The UNHRC resolution says the sale of weapons and military equipment to Israel could aggravate the humanitarian situation in Gaza. Though the resolution isn't legally binding, it calls for a UN body to monitor the situation in Palestinian territories and condemns what it calls Israel's use of famine as a tool of war in Gaza. The resolution from the Geneva-based UN body comes as the US has exerted pressure on Israel to allow more aid in the Strip. President Joe Biden called for an immediate ceasefire during a phone call with his Israeli counterpart on Thursday. Latest figures released by the health ministry in Hamas-run Gaza say the death toll in the territory has risen to over 33,000. Ishan Kirk, Brussels.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate and on time.